Welcome to the Bahrain Beat. I'm Petty Officer Sylvia Neely. Recently, Lieutenant Kavika Segondo, a recruiter and donor match for the Department of Defense Maradona program, attached to Task Force 515th Marine Expeditionary Brigade Command, teamed up with the Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company Central Command, or FASCENT, where he encouraged service members to register. 65 Marines took less than 20 minutes out of their day, filled out registry forms, and swabbed their cheeks to become possible matches for patients in need of bone marrow transplants. Matthew Snelling, assigned to FASCENT, said even though some may have mixed feelings about registering, it's all well worth it.
So if someone was questioning whether they wanted to do it or not, the first thing I would tell them is a lot of people are looking for ways to give or sacrifice to somebody else, but they might not be capable in the military aspects, they might not be physically able to or mentally able to, but this doesn't require either one of those. This is an easy, no-risk way for you to be able to really save someone's life, and that's an opportunity that a lot of people take for granted, but a lot of people do, search for.
Lieutenant Commander Anthony Alexander, a representative of the DoD Maradona program and Navy Nurse Corps reservist assigned to Task Force 515th Marine Expeditionary Brigade Command, gave his expert opinion on why others should donate.
Well, as a healthcare provider, you always need to make a step forward to help save a life. So this is a good opportunity to participate in that, as well as I actually register myself. So.
Don't forget to tune in to 106.3 The Eagle or find us on AFNEurope.net. That's it for the Bahrain Beat. I'm Petty Officer Sylvia Neely, reporting for AFN Bahrain.